You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and it's time for...
What's that from?
What is that from?
So what's that from? This scene has been called by our very own Rachel Woodall, who is in the producer's booth tonight. She called it. She searched high and low for a scene that would be perfect for this collection of human beings.
There's a lot of hand gestures going on right now.
Lots of hands.
It's slinging.
They are a flailing and a kimbo.
Esmeralda, do you have your copy to do stage direction?
I do.
Excellent. And we all have parts. 312-981-7200 when you know what's that from.
What's that from?
What she said.
And you'll receive a gift card from Apt Electronics, courtesy of our very good friend Steve Shapiro, and of course our family at Apt Electronics. And Esmeralda, start us off. Oh, I believe that Rachel is also our director as well as participating. So if you want to call.
All right, ready, set, action.
Ready, set, action.
That was so good.
That was cute.
Interior. I like that. Katie and Regina's houses. Split screen. Katie and Regina are on the phone from their respective homes. Regina's skin is looking pretty bad.
Gretchen thinks you're mad at her because she's running for spring fling queen.
Oh my God, I'm not mad at her. I'm worried about her. I think somebody nominated her as a joke or something. And when nobody votes for her, she's going to have a total meltdown. And who's going to have to take care of her? Me.
You don't think anyone will vote for her?
Katie, she's not pretty. I mean, that sounds bad, but whatever. The spring fling queen is always pretty. The crazy thing is, it should be Karen. But people forget about her because she's such a slut. I gotta go. I'm going to bed.
Regina hangs up and disappears.
Well, she's not mad at you.
The screen splits again from the other side to reveal that with three-way calling, Gretchen was on the line the whole time. Her eyes are full of tears.
Are you okay?
Gretchen hangs up on her. Katie looks surprised as she slides off screen. Gretchen sobs for a second as she dials the phone. Split screen as Karen answers.
Hello?
If someone said something bad about you, you'd want me to tell you, right?
No.
What if it was someone you thought was your friend?
What are you? Hold on. That's my other line.
Karen clicks over. The screen splits in thirds. It's Hello? Regina. We still see Gretchen holding on the other line.
Hello?
Let's go out.
Okay, hold on. I'm on the other line with Gretchen.
Don't invite her. Those other two are driving me nuts.
Hold on.
Hurry up.
Karen clicks back over to Gretchen while she waits. Regina eats a loaf of French bread.
It's Regina. She wants to hang out with me tonight, but she told me not to tell you.
Do not hang out with her.
Why?
You don't want me to tell you.
Okay, you could tell me. Hold on.
Karen tries to click over to Regina, but it doesn't work.
Oh my God, she's so annoying.
Who is?
Who's this?
Gretchen.
Oh, right. Okay, hold on.
Karen clicks over again. This time she gets Regina. While Gretchen waits, she studies her face in the mirror.
Hello?
Oh my God, she's so annoying.
I know, right? Just get rid of her.
Karen clicks over to Gretchen.
Okay, what is it?
Regina says everyone hates you because you're such a slut.
She said that?
You didn't hear it from me.
Karen clicks over.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo. You whore.
Scene.
Well done all around. Rachel.
I pulled the trigger on that one kind of quickly.
Well, you did
great. Stage direction.
Congratulations. Well done, everyone. I'm impressed with this
really
collection
of actors.
Now,
does anybody know what it's from? That's
oh my God,
yeah, we have two
great
callers on hold. I had to answer the phone while you guys were still acting.
Okay. No way.
I had given our producer.
I know. I thought I heard another voice in my ear. I was like, is that another part of the scene?
I was on the phone. I was
like, oh my God, that voice is so annoying.
I was method acting. Marty. Tell us
hello.
What's that from?
That was the world's greatest reading of Mean Girls.
Nice.
Tell the truth. Senator Katowski makes a great Mean Girl.
It's so perfect. I just can't right now.
Oh, Marty, congratulations. You won a gift card to Apt Electronics. Thank you so much for calling. Awesome. Where are you calling from? What neighborhood are you in?
I'm in Andersonville.
Oh, I love Andersonville.
Yeah.
Such a great area. Great restaurants.
It's a good time.
It is. We did an Over by Air one time in Andersonville. Loved it over there. Marty, hold on the line, and Rachel will take your information. Congratulations. You've won What's That From?
Way to go, Marty.
Yay. That was very fun. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't either.
There you go. Have you seen it, Senator?
Yeah, last weekend. So awesome. I had a party, a Mean Girls party at my house.
I think Esmeralda almost fell out of her chair. She really enjoyed the thought of you watching Mean Girls.
He's just by himself.
Like in a recliner.
It wouldn't be the first time my wife walked in and was like, what are you watching? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Let me take the other listener because I feel bad. I put them on. That was me that put you on hold. Hello. How are you doing? Hello.
I'm good. Hi.
Thank you for holding on. I answered the phone. I had to like slide away real quickly because I was in the middle of the. Yeah. Did you know what movie that was from?
Yeah, and I thought you did. I haven't seen it, or I've only seen it once when it first came out.
Uh-huh.
And I thought you guys did a much better job than they did.
That
was so cool.
It was Katowski, wasn't it?
Everyone was outstanding. Yeah. All right, what's your name? I didn't get your name.
Myrna.
Myrna, do you live in the city?
Yeah.
Would you want to go to Zany's Comedy Club next Tuesday night? I'm performing at the Zany's on Wells in Old Town.
I can't Tuesday.
You can't do the Tuesday?
All right.
Well, I'll be doing a couple days in Rosemont coming up in October. So hold on the line, and Rachel will get your information, and we'll work it out and figure out a night you can come out to Zany's.